Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hello again, my twisted friends. You're listening to Garbled Twistery, and we're just bringing the heat with these in-between election episodes. That's right, it's 1822! Last year, we got some free black people starting their own colony in West Africa at the behest of some white people who think equality is impossible in the U.S., and this year, 1822, did you get the memo? Furs, furs, furs. That is the message. Now, how did that message come about? Allow me to give you a rundown. The year is 1822. The location, Missouri. There's a guy who happens to be a general hanging around. His name, Billy Caton Ashley. He'd been trying to become a fancy pants politician man for the past who cares how many years. Unfortunately for Billy Caton Ashley, he needs some moolah to do it. But he's a failure, and he's growing broke like stew pickles, and he's getting desperate. So what does this man do? He moves west. What for? To trade some furs for a quick buck. Oh, and Billy Caton Ashley wasn't alone in his endeavor either. No siree. His buckaroo friend, Major Andrew Caton Ashley, he was trying to help out too. So, what was the game plan? How were they gonna make all this money? Well, first they needed people who would be willing to brave the mountains. You know, vegan lumberjack types. So they put an ad in some random Missouri newspaper that appealed to that style of masculinity, and bam, like 100 humans who happen to be burly sign up for this opportunity of a lifetime. And how was the pay? Simple. 50-50 for all of them. The Ashley twins will provide the materials for trapping furry animals as part of the deal. So yeah, the Get Rich Quick Through Fur Squad started off catching all them animals in the upper Missouri area. Then they made a whole bunch of outposts and started moving further west with this whole racket to the Rocky Mountains. And this is new territory for white people. Like, this is the first time they're even stepping foot on these Rocky Road ice cream mountains. Like, the Native Americans were running the whole fur business over there. So you know what the Olsen twins did? They sold a bunch of alcohol to the natives so that they could easily be controlled and cheated out of their profitable fur trade business. And the rest is history, I guess. I mean, other fur companies go and try to do the same thing, and it caused some insane turf wars. But whatever, the company died along with the whole fur industry later on. That said, because these former military folks went and stole both land and business in this new territory, it literally ended up changing what maps looked like and making it easier for the government to swoop in and do what it tends to do with land that it wants. Make of that what you will. Oh, and remember that movie? That movie, The Revenant? The one Leonardo da Vinci got his first Best Actor Oscar Wilde Award for? Remember that generic battling with Native Americans? Well, that wasn't so generic. Like, that's based on a straight-up war with the Arikara natives that happened as a result of all these fur trade shenanigans I literally just described. What can I say? The more you know. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, Mahjong, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garble Twistery and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus in production is about competitive COD games. I know, exciting. Anyways, next time, it's the final in-between election episode of this riveting series of events. The topic? The Night Before the Chrysalis. It was a poem about the chrysalis. It was written in 1823. Who wrote it? Stay tuned.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
For a quick buck.